Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
We need to watch stuff.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do. Mm-hmm.
If you want to binge listen to things, you could binge listen to the podcast this weekend.
Listen to the entire week. Start from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all the way through today.
You know, let's just go back to last year. You
can a better time.
Yeah.
You remember other things happening.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh, you know what you can do is you can listen to old episodes of this show, maybe from February, and listen to how stupid we probably sound now.
Yeah. Or you could do like, you know, time hop. You can go back to April 10th. 2019, listen to that one. Then 2018.
Good. I like that.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that worked out good. Because I do remember back in late February, we had a couple of stories about coronavirus and we were making fun of stuff that was going on in China. Oh, look at them with their long distance haircuts or sending drones to the grocery store. Yeah. So if you want us to sound like a moron, you can go and listen to some old episodes.
Yes, but if you don't want to listen, you want to watch things, I'm going to give you a couple of things that you can watch this weekend.
Okay.
And so, number one, I think we all need some comedy. We need some laughs and some jokes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, and yes. And so, Zach and I, we were fortunate enough to speak with comedian Taylor Tomlinson recently.
Yeah. And she's got a comedy special on Netflix.
Right
Antoine, Monica, because she was in the She Shed, she wasn't available. But Taylor Tomlinson, very funny. She's been on like the Tonight Show. She's got a very popular podcast. Mm-hmm. And she was talking to us about quarantine.
I mean, I thought I was handling this pretty well. And then once the Wi-Fi went out, I was like, we're on the Oregon Trail now. If this doesn't get fixed, we will not make it, is what I told my boyfriend. I was like, this is make or break for us, because I'm not reading next to you for 3 months.
Oh,
it's just
God.
Not going to happen, okay? I'm not a peasant.
Books.
I just like how she said, I'm not a peasant.
I put the whole interview is actually up on our podcast right now if you want to catch the whole thing. And she is like me, where you think, well, I should be more productive with all this time.
I thought that I would be more productive or something. And it's like, I do two phone calls in a day now and I'm spent. I'm like, that was what a full calendar I had today.
I think we're one of those two phone calls.
I'm just a fan of her. Like, she is just absolutely hilarious and everything she says is so relatable. So yes, it's Taylor Tomlinson, Quarter Life Crisis, Netflix special on Netflix, obviously.
And if you want to get that whole interview, it's on our podcast and it's up there right now. So it's Antoine and I talking to Taylor. All right, continue.
All right, and so now we can jump to Hulu, and this is a show directed by Seth Rogen, or he's one of the directors.
Gotcha.
It's called Future Man.
Okay.
Have you heard of this?
I've heard of it, but I forget what it's about. It's stupid, right?
Oh, it's directed by Seth Rogen. Right. I don't know if you missed that introduction there. So Future Man, he lives a completely boring life where he just plays video games. And he's playing this really hard video game that the rest of the world has quit on. They're like, this game is unbeatable. And he finally beats the game.
Okay.
Once he beats the game, once again, directed by Seth Rogen.
Uh-huh, fair enough.
People from the future come to him and say, because you were able to beat this game, we need your help in the future winning this war that's going to happen.
Okay.
So they take him to the future to help win.
To win this war.
To help win
the video game. Okay. Fair enough.
Okay.
Sounds like it's a little bit goofy.
They say, critics say, Future Man is what happens when giddy, geeky, and inspired storytelling is allowed to go full throttle.
Okay.
So give it a chance. Even though it sounds goofy, give it a chance. Future Man on Hulu.
And again, we're looking for stupid things.
Yeah, you need stupid. We don't want real life stuff.
And you want to have, you know, whatever's on Hulu or Hulu. That's fine, too.
Yes.
Is that the cheaper version? I want that. The one that's with the commercials. Get on Hulu.
Hulu.
To watch Hulu.
Yes.
All right,
we're going to stay on Hulu, and we're going to watch it. You can let Hendrix know, because I hear him in the background. On Hulu, Killing Eve with Margaret Cho. So basically, she is a spy. But she's one of the boring spies that has to sit behind a desk all day.
Okay.
But there ends up becoming somebody that the agency has to go after, and they send Eve after her. And so it's basically cat and mouse. It's a thriller.
Gotcha.
It's some dark comedy where Margaret Cho is a spy, and it's like four seasons in, and it has a 91% on Rotten Tomatoes.
All right, well, that's good.
Yeah. It's, let me see. I'm trying to read. It's addictive, entertaining, and full of suspense, and it's television at its best. Is what the critics say about
Monica. You usually enjoy watching all those shows on Hulu that scare the crap out of you. Hulu loves to have this whole line of just disturbing type shows. Are you watching those through all this, or are you trying to? You don't want those things right now.
I still watch. Okay. I still watch them.
I guess the way you can look at it is you can watch these people that are, you know, trapped in an elevator and getting murdered by a ghost, and you can think to yourself, all right, well, see, somebody's having it worse right now. They're having a worse day.
Exactly.
This is good. I think I saw somewhere, too, Trolls is out today. Did y'all see that?
Is it? I don't know if it was out today or tomorrow.
This weekend, the new Trolls movie was going to be straight to on demand or whatever it was. So if you wanted to get that with the kids, the new Trolls movie, which I'm sure if you want to just be uncontrollably happy. Yeah!
That's Trolls. Because they're playing music and stuff in this one, like they're in a band or something. It's crazy from the previews I saw.
Yeah, so I didn't read the whole story, but I did see that was coming out this weekend.
It's a family movie, without a doubt. All right, so just to run it down real quick. On Netflix, we have Taylor Tomlinson, Quarter Life Crisis, stand-up comedian. On Hulu, we have Future Man, directed by Seth Rogen. And we have Killing Eve on Hulu.